Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast for you on this 12th day of February. I am Dan Bach, and should be a good show for you. I know a lot of you tune into this for the NBA analysis that we kind of give you. And yesterday, good day for myself. I know a lot of people hit some landmines, but it was not a bad day to kind of multi-entry a tournament and, kind of diversify a little bit. So worked out well for me. Top 20 finish in the slam last night. So it's a good high note to leave because no NBA basketball for, I think, 7 days. And even that first day back is a two-game slate. So pretty miserable going if you only follow Daily Fantasy NBA. But obviously, we've got hockey, we've got college basketball here on Roto Grinders, and we'll be attacking some of that stuff over the next 6-7 days as well here on the podcast. Today, though, it's going to be an interview, and we'll bring that to you in just a moment. But I do want to just kind of remind everybody to definitely check out our college basketball incentives if you haven't done it. Again, it's one of those sports, very niche sport, but we've got, in my estimation, a top three player, maybe in all of DFS college basketball in Varnakis, giving his top plays for you. So if you don't subscribe to our incentives, I think you can just get the college basketball incentives, maybe on its own, and it'll make the next 7 days very useful, much easier for you. And you'll win back the money that you pay in that really, really quickly. So if you're kind of jumping in new, it's a good starting point because college basketball can be overwhelming. You get a lot of different players. Injury news is kind of sporadic. But know this, the games are going to be soft in the NHL and in college basketball over the next 7 days. There's not a lot going on, and people who want their daily fantasy fix, will be, playing games that they're not super familiar with. So if you do play those games, then start licking your chops a little bit. You know, guys like Sox 22 for college basketball is going to be ready to make a lot of money here over the next 7 days with a lot of the noobs in there. But you know what? Reach out to somebody like Varnakis. STL Cardinals is another guy who is a really good player for us here at Roto Grinders. So if you got questions, throw a question, tweet at people. These guys are usually pretty accessible. And I hope you certainly give our incentives a look. Obviously, we've got great columns for NHL over the next 7 days. Pepsi, Tony M., Boggs, all those guys do a great job with that. And then Grinders Live, we've got NHL pretty much every day now for the next 7 days. As the NHL is smart, usually they kind of lighten the load on heavier NBA days, but they realize NBA is on All-Star break, so they've got very playable schedules pretty much all the way through. So we will be having that show for you from 5:30 to 6:30 each and every day. So definitely tune into that. Today on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, my buddy Kevin Dahl, Roto Kevin, CPA over there at FantasyTaxes.com. He is going to be on with us. So if you've got one-on-one questions and you don't want to answer them in our forums, which you can do, or ask him in the forums, he's going to be taking some calls, and we're just going to have a good time tonight on Sirius with him. So tune in for that, 6 to 7 Eastern. But now we've got a great interview for you. It's the winner of the Playboy Basketball Championship this past weekend, and doesn't really fit your typical demographic. A male who's 25 to 34. Nope, that's not what we have here. Our first woman winner of a live final, her name is Pam. She goes by P. Miles. Got a chance to sit down with her just the other day, and I got to tell you what, it was a terrific conversation. I think you'll enjoy it. Kind of get her perspective and how she ended up beating all these great players like Smizzle and Ganondorf and McJester and MG and TF Belongi. I mean, there's just so many loaded players in that field, and she beat them all. So here is her story. It's P Miles on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Right, really excited to bring on our next guest. She. We don't have a lot of females playing Daily Fantasy, but she became the first live finalist to ever actually take down a crown over at the Playboy Mansion this past weekend. It was a pretty dramatic final, and we're excited to bring on the one, the only P. Miles, Pam, to the show. Pam, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the big win this weekend.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, let's hear a little bit about how you got into it, because I talked a little bit about it just the other day that, you know, only like 5% of the entire user base of Daily Fantasy, at least over on FanDuel, is female. So, you know, certainly in the minority there. So give me your story about how you got into Daily Fantasy sports.
Okay, well, I've always been a sports fanatic. I've watched sports for years. I've always loved football, even when I was a young girl. So, you know, when they started fantasy football, I got into it with playing with the guys at work. I also had a team playing with my son and his friends. And so when FanDuel came up with doing it for, you know, had a little more incentive involved, if you want to say,
mm-hmm.
It was just one of those kind of win-wins for me. I didn't know a whole lot about basketball, so when I won the football qualifier for the basketball, I had to do a lot, and I'm talking a lot of cramming, a lot of studying. I even went as far as reading about what a center is, what a power forward does, what a small forward. So I did a lot of research before I headed to Los Angeles.
Now let's talk a little bit about NFL, because obviously that's where you got your start. How long were you playing on the site before you took down that initial qualifier? Was that one of the first tournaments you played in and won, or did you have some success before then?
Well, actually, my story is on Thanksgiving Day, as we're cooking Thanksgiving dinner, my oldest son plays on FanDuel website, and he is the one that set me up as I'm doing all my things, and he is the one that got me involved. So I started playing on Thanksgiving of 2014. I didn't have a lot of success. I mean, I did well, but it was just that, you know, I never really did the research I needed to do to actually do well. So on the last day of the qualifier for football, I did a lot of homework, and that's what got me through.
Now, did you know, because it sounds like, you know, you even acknowledge you're not a big basketball fan. Did you even know that you entered a qualifier for a basketball event, let alone one that would be, you know, at the Playboy Mansion for potentially a $100,000 windfall?
Not really. I mean, I hate to admit it, but honestly, you know, it's kind of one of those, you just pick things and, you know, I knew it was a trip and I knew it was, you know, something that I wanted to do, but I didn't really think about it being basketball. So after I realized that, oh my gosh, I'm not going next year to play football with these guys. I'm going to play fantasy basketball. It was pretty scary. So for, you know, I think I had about 3 weeks to kind of like, you know, watch a lot of basketball, read a lot of, you know, bios on some of those players and get myself ready. And, you know, I was very intimidated by the fact that there were some people that are very good at playing fantasy sports and playing fantasy basketball. So when I got there, I was very nervous, you know, looking around the room thinking, there is no way that I'm going to be able to get this accomplished.
Well, you most definitely did. And I want to get the vibe of, you know, attending a live event at the Playboy Mansion. Was that something like, did you bring your sons along? I mean, how did that, who was the plus one for this event? And how was the actual party itself out there at the Playboy Mansion in Southern California?
Well, I debated about that. In fact, you know, after I realized that I won and I realized we were going to the Playboy Mansion, I almost gave up my spot to my oldest son and let him go with my husband. And, of course, everyone's kind of like, no, you're the one that actually did this. This is your trip. You get to go. So I did take my husband, you know, after a lot of debating and, you know, deciding, oh, you know, because I even emailed Kevin Kim and I asked him, you know, do you realize that I'm a woman and I know this is more geared towards men and, you know, the younger crowd of men, because I'm actually an older woman as well. And, you know, I never really got a response from him. So I was like, well, you know what, I'm going to take that as a yes and I'm going to go. You know, because everyone's like, you know what, you're different because you are a woman and there are a whole group of people out there that you can maybe reach out to that can play fantasy football, fantasy basketball, even fantasy baseball. So, you know, so the girls at work here were kind of like behind me and kind of like, you know, pushing me along saying, you can do this.
Yeah, that's great. Now, it sounds like you told quite a few people about this. What was the reaction to, you know, friends, coworkers about your foray into fantasy sports and, you know, obviously having a chance to kind of compete at the level that you did this weekend?
Well, you know, once I qualified, of course, you know, I brought my computer up to work and I'm showing every guy here because, like I said, you know, I play with them on just a normal, you know, $20 pot for the whole season league. And so when I qualified, I think they were a little bit in shock. You know, they were all kind of like, oh my gosh, that's got to be the coolest thing I've ever seen. And you've actually done it. So.
And they probably all logged on to FanDuel immediately and are saying to themselves, come on, you know, if she can do it, I can do it. You know, we play in the same season long league.
Exactly. You know, a lot of them find basketball to be very hard to play because they're so, you know, number one, if you don't know a lot of the players and a lot of things going on, it's very hard to play. And, you know, so they've kind of had given up on it. And I'm like, well, I'm not giving up. I'm going to do this and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do good.
Yeah. And, you know, I read somewhere that, you know, it sounds like your sons might be a little bit more into it a little bit. They were even familiar with guys like McJester and Ganondorf, you know, some of the big professional players in Daily Fantasy. Was it kind of neat to, you know, put a face to some of those names that you might have heard them talk about?
You know, because those are the types of people that I see when I'm playing, you know, in those every night pots. I see their names on the website all the time. So I made a point to look for them. And then my oldest son, he gets onto the Roto Grinder, and he actually had sent me the information. He's like, Mom, you've got to go out there and look. This guy is like, he has so many wins. You know, if you look at my profile, I think I won maybe 50, you know, 50 games, and he has got over what, 14,000 or probably even more than that. But so I was, when I got there, you know, those are the types of people that I wanted to see, but that also intimidated me as well. So
we're joined by Pam P. Miles, who was the big winner at the Playboy Basketball Championship this past weekend out there in Southern California. Took home $100,000 payday. Now, let's talk about the day itself. You even acknowledged going into it, you know what, maybe these guys are, you know, better daily fantasy players in the sense of they've got more experience. But on any given day, anything can happen. Take me through the build-up to making that roster. Was it a real stressful situation for you? Did you do a lot of tinkering? Or did it come together fairly easy for you?
No. I mean, I knew I had, like, two players in my head that I knew that I was going to put them on my team. And then I tried to build my whole team around them. But, you know, I did a lot of, you know, research, you know, on all the different websites that have, you know, some of the projected, looking at some of the players and what their actual stats were and kind of comparing and seeing if I felt like they were kind of like in line with what they were anticipating to get, what they had been getting. And I just did a lot of calculating, a lot of paper and pencil, you know, old school. I had created a big old spreadsheet of all the players that were playing that day. And, you know, the teams that they were playing, who, you know, I felt like were good teams and maybe not so good teams. So I took into consideration maybe a player might not play the whole game because I felt like, you know, I've had it happen to me where I've had one of the all-stars on my team and then they're not even playing. And I didn't want that to happen. So I tried to avoid those types of situations. But it took me all day. I probably got up at 4:30 that morning. And, of course, I'm in, you know, a different time zone, so that, you know, probably was my normal time to get up anyway. And I all day just sat there and tinkered, and then I had one player that I wanted on my team, and he was a game-time decision, so I had asked my oldest son for help, you know, because I didn't know, you know, what my day was going to be like when I, you know, as it got closer and closer to the time. So on the ride to the Playboy Mansion, he texted me, and he told me, "Mom, he's playing." And so I sat there and changed out my line, and it was a good move for me. You know, I knew who I wanted. I knew two players I were for sure going to have on the team, and then I just built around that.
So, you know, besides the little assistance there from your son, I mean, did you run this across even him to say, "Hey, what do you think?" Your husband, anybody else, or was this strictly from your brain?
Right. My husband doesn't have anything to do. The only thing he did was stay away. He didn't turn on the TV because I didn't want any types of distractions. You know, he stayed in the other room, didn't talk to me, just let me do my thing because, you know, I was trying to read and study and think. And so, well, it was a very quiet day for me. As far as my oldest son, as soon as I decided who I wanted, I did send my lineup to him and say, "Okay, please review this. Tell me if I've got anything that you can see that's glaringly wrong," because he's not a basketball player either. He doesn't. He hasn't been playing any of the sports because he kind of gave up on it as well because he felt like it was too hard. So, you know, he just kind of looked at it and was like, "Okay, Mom, I see one player. I think you should switch, but I don't know. I don't want to, you know, advise you." And I'm like, "No, that is the one player I knew I wanted. So, no, I'm not switching." And so later on he texted me. He's like, "Thank goodness you didn't listen to me because you obviously knew what you wanted, and I'm glad I didn't influence you in any way."
Yeah, Mom knows best. This is great. Now, the night itself goes on. I mean, there is probably not even a more stressful sweat. That's what we like to use the term in daily fantasy lingo when these games are going on. Then daily fantasy basketball, it's just a roller coaster up and down. You know, you're in the lead 1 second. Next thing you know, you're like in 10th place. How was it for you though, to deal with that and kind of take us down the final like 30 minutes? Because I know it kind of included an overtime game, and it was really, really tight at the end.
Right, but see, I didn't watch any of that. I went to have a good time. I felt like at the point that as soon as I was on that bus and I made my last switch, I was finished. There was nothing else I could do. The players were now going to have to play, so I didn't watch any of the sports that night. Normally, I'm watching it like constant.
Mm-hmm.
But that night, I was like, I was there to have a good time. I felt like I had earned. You know, I had already stressed out all day long for what I was supposed to do, and I was just there to have a good time. We had made a couple of friends, you know, with some of the players that were there and their wives, and so we were just having a good time. You know, we walked around the grounds and checked out the mansion and talked and did some drinking and it was just a good time. So at the very end, I knew I was in the lead. I knew I was in the top 10, you know, pretty much the whole night. My family was keeping me informed as far as my sister would send me a text saying, you know, "This is where you're at." And so I have those text messages that I'm going to treasure. But as far as everything else, I try not to watch. I tried not to know. I didn't even know the Dallas game had gone into an overtime. And, you know, one of the players on that team was one of the ones that I was like, "I want him on my team. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to put him on the team." I don't know if it was the mom's intuition that knew that the teams were going to be like that close that they would be going into overtime. But
so you didn't even watch the end. I mean, I can understand getting there because I'm a true believer like you. Like, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, you're getting the text, "Hey, Mom, you're right there. You're in first." There was no point in time where you wanted to want or even wandered over. It was basically you waited till the whole thing was done, and then you're like, "Oh, I won? That's how it went?"
No. It wasn't quite that. I mean, when it got down to the last couple of minutes, FanDuel come over, and they were standing around me and talking with me, and they were telling me that they felt for sure I was a solid third. And so, you know, and he was telling me, you know, that, you know, "We're going to be getting in touch with you because we feel like, you know, you have a story to tell." And, you know, at that point, then the people that we had been associating with and visiting and having a good time with all night were starting to tell me, you know, you moved up. You're now getting close to being first. And so then it was starting to, you know, become a reality that I thought maybe I didn't know if I was going to finish first, but I thought, oh, my gosh, I am going to finish in the top three. And, you know, so at that point, though, you know, it just happened very fast.
Well, it's quite an accomplishment. I mean, you beat a lot of great players that day, and we really commend you, you know, for your performance from a daily fantasy angle. Now I got to talk a little bit about, you know, your standing as a woman within the industry. Like I mentioned, only about 5% of the playing population on FanDuel are women. Why do you, you look at even season long, I think the number's at 22% to 5. Why do you think there's that much of a disconnect? I mean, 15 percentage points is a good bit between the two different brands of fantasy. Anything you'd say to other women out there who may or may not be interested in daily fantasy and your experiences with it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you have to have that love for the game. I mean, because it does require a commitment to, you know, read, watch. You know, I work with ladies, and, you know, a lot of them like football. And I'm always like, you guys gotta, you know, you've got to really come and play fantasy football. I'm always begging for them to play with us, you know, because the guy, you know, I feel like that's my connect with these guys here is, you know, we're talking about sports all the time, and I've done that for years. And it's, you know, I don't know how you reach out to the women. It's like, we have the knowledge and we like the sports. Why don't we play fantasy football? Why don't we play fantasy baseball? Why don't we play fantasy basketball all together? And that's that one other piece of thing that we can have in common. But
are you willing to be kind of the female ambassador a little bit of this for daily fantasy? Because again, you've, you know, won, you know, you're the first woman ever to win a live event for fantasy, and it's at least daily fantasy. I think there might have been some season-long fantasy leagues in the past that have been won by women, but, I mean, is that something that, you know, you'd be willing? I mean, obviously, you open arms and, you know, jumping on this call with me and talking about it, but is that something that, you know, you'd be willing to take on if FanDuel maybe asked you to be a part of it?
Absolutely. If they thought that I could reach out and that I could convince people, because I can assure you, as soon as I was hooked up with FanDuel through my son, I was at work telling everyone, oh my gosh, you guys are going to love this. Instead of playing fantasy, you know, ESPN sports next year, we're going to do it through FanDuel, and we're going to do it like this way. And so, you know, I was already an ambassador for them. They just didn't know it. But, you know, if I thought that I could reach out to women, and in fact, one of the women here were already like, oh my gosh, if you can do that, why can't I do that? I'm like, absolutely, you can do this. I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, though, you've got to love the sport, and you've got to want to watch it. You've got to want to study. You've got to want to learn, and you've got to pay attention.
Absolutely. You get out what you put in. That is
yes, that is
the truth of it when talking about daily fantasy sports. Well, Pam, thank you so much for your time today. Congrats on the win. Again, huge accomplishment for you. You're going to splurge it all? I mean, $100,000 is a nice, you know, a little bit of change there. Got anything in the plan in the works for that?
I have a few things in mind for my house, but other than that, maybe a little mini vacation somewhere or something like that. But
I like it. Well, you've earned it, and again, thank you so much for giving us some of your time here today. And hopefully, we'll see you continue to play. Maybe throw in another entry into some basketball. You know, it's not beginner's luck. You learned. You put in the time. You can make it work. So I want to see you compete in some more daily fantasy hoops contests.
I wish I had time to do all the time that it takes to do that. That's the unfortunate thing. I do have a full time job, and that requires a lot of my time. So it's, you know, it's kind of one of those, oh, I really need to, like, listen and who's going to play tonight. You know, I played last night, and I had a player that wasn't playing. So it takes, you know, takes more time than some people might have.
That is the truth. That is the truth of it. Well, thank you so much, Pam. Continued success in this industry, and thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about our friends over there at FanDuel. Of course, tonight over on FanDuel, if you're into hockey, you've got a $75,000 Super Gold tournament. Their Monster in Hockey is up to $10,000 tonight, and they're going to host a Super Monster coming up just next week, and that's going to be a $100,000 hockey tournament. So they've got some satellites available for that. College basketball-wise, before the Madness is going to take place, it's going to run just next week, and it's going to be a tremendous tournament. You're looking just high-dollar tournaments all over the place. I think I've got six tickets into their marquee event for that. That's going to be a $75,000 tournament, and we'll be excited to see what they do come NCAA tournament season. But some of their guarantees have been boosted up there. Their $2 tournament all the way up to $20,000, and hopefully they boost up their alley-oop. It's only about 50 short of filling here at 9 a.m., so I think that FanDuel is going to see a lot more demand here with college basketball over the next 7 days. But hopefully you give them a chance to earn your daily fantasy business. You got the World Fantasy Hockey Championships. They've got qualifiers for that. I don't think they've got one tonight, but they certainly will have one here in the coming days. So that's going to be out in Las Vegas, a chance for you to compete for $50,000. And hey, free trip to Vegas. That doesn't suck. So we want to thank FanDuel. Great sponsor of this very podcast. Check them out. Make that deposit, FanDuel.com. And with that, we are done for today. We thank you so much for the listen, the download. We thank Pam for giving us some of her time and telling us her story about becoming a Daily Fantasy Live Final winner. And we'll be back again tomorrow. You'll get Crazy Gaby with you, and I will be back mid-next week, about Tuesday. So in the meantime, if you got any feedback, if there's anybody you want us to maybe interview or any topic you want us to talk about over the next 7 days, hit me up on Twitter at Dan_Bach, or you can also hit the bearded one at Crazy Gaby, and we'll gladly take your suggestions there. If you got any feedback about anything going on Grinders, I'd love to hear it. My email, dan@rotogrinders.com. Till next week, and I guess tomorrow on the podcast, have yourself a great night, and we will see you.